p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It's even better in the winter, don't you think? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, let's call it the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. You may have noted just moments ago that I said 2+ hours, and that is because we are now in the winter season where the students here at Tufts have gone away, so we'll be free-flowing past the 1 a.m. hour for the next few weeks. Yay! It's so much easier to put a show together when you don't have to hit the specific time. It's true. I promised you last week that this week would be the best free association ever. Well, we'll see about that. But it's going to be a free association starting right now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now it's time for Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
A freedom's just another word for free association. Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Thank you for your cooperation. We love your little words, your bubbly little nerds, nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love your little words, they're the best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration. Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Here come the tunes you've been anticipating.
Thank you.
your left foot out. Everybody shout. Stomp your feet, girls, on the beat of Windy City Hop. Just hold your sweetie tight. Now swing her to your right. Clap your hands right in this band. Well, that's the Windy City Hop. When you're dancing across the floor, you must be remembered. Here's a dance you all should know. It's a solid sender. Throw your left foot out. Everybody shout. Stomp your feet right on the beat for Windy City Hop.
Just right. I wined her and I dined her. We courted every night. I said I'd like to buy her some fancy jewelry. And I'll admit I was floored a bit by what she said to me.
The only gift I want from you, my dear, if I cannot be your wife, is a five-plated, nickel-plated, pearl and a pocket knife.
All the fellas fell when they met my mane. Each had his little fling. She'd charm him and disarm him and treat him like a king. One fella even offered to buy her a ruby ring. But she said no, just keep your dough, and then began to sing.
The only gift I want from you, my dear, if I cannot be your wife, is a five-plated, nickel-plated, pearl-handled pocket knife.
Mamie had a chest filled full of knives. I asked her, what's the dope? She told me plainly, this is my chest of hope. I'm saving for the future, for that old rainy day. When I'm alone, all my bows are gone, and I am old and gray.
Because I know what a young boy scout would do to prolong my happy life. For a five-plated, nickel-plated, pearl-handled pocket knife.
Now to you it might seem like a darn whole lot. Upside down, then turn me all around. I'll still be thanking whoever for whatever I found. I don't like the scene, strung out with kerosene. Light a match, raise it high. I'm gonna put out my one good eye till I'm thanking whoever for whatever I've got. Now to you it might seem like a dawn.
Jack Headstrong. All American, American.
Now it's time again, boys and girls, for Jack Headstrong, All American, American, and of his search for wicked Jay Montgomery Sting with the help of Uncle Jim and Billy. Last week, Jack and Uncle Jim, a horseback, discovered that Jay Montgomery Sting had kidnapped Betty, along with the plans for Jack's newest invention, the atomic fertilizer spreader, and had taken off in Jack's plane. Now, as they return to Jack's factory in Hudson,
Come here, Uncle Jim.
What is it, Jack?
Well, get down off the horse first.
Oh, Jack.
Quiet, Billy. There's no time for that.
Quiet, Billy. Go ahead, Jack.
Quiet, Uncle Jim. There's no time for that.
Wait till I tie up the nag here, Jack.
Quiet, Uncle Jim. Let's get down off the horse.
Sure cold here in the factory, Jack.
Just what I was afraid of, Uncle Jim.
What's that, Jack?
Quiet, Billy.
Quiet,
there's
Billy.
No time for that. Quiet, Uncle Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
Quiet.
I'll play with my tricycle.
Quiet, Billy. There's no time for that now.
What do you see, Jack, that makes you look askance?
My desk has been pried open. My notes that I used when I formulated the atomic fertilizer spreader are gone. Or
strange.
At least they've been rummaged through.
Strange it should be pried open. It wasn't locked, Jack. I remember distinctly you unlocked it before.
Quiet, Uncle Jim. There's no time for that.
All right, Jack. I'm older than you, but you have all the brains.
Thank you, Uncle Jim. And quiet.
Jack, I want to...
Quiet, Billy. Please.
Quiet, Billy.
There's no time. Quiet,
Jack's
Uncle
planning.
Jim.
Oh.
There's no time for this. Now, I have a plan. I'm going to disguise myself as you, Uncle Jim, and I'm going to the county seat.
You're going to disguise yourself as me, Jack, but...
Quiet, Uncle Jim. There's no time for explanations now.
Why don't you let Uncle Jim go by himself?
Quiet, Billy.
He's been there before. By himself.
Quiet, Billy.
Quiet, Billy.
Quiet, Uncle
Jack's
Jim.
Plan. Go ahead, Jack.
Quiet. I'm going to the city disguised as you. I'll say that I am you. You, meanwhile, Uncle Jim, will disguise yourself as me. And you will mosey around the plant here. We could really confuse Jay Montgomery Sting.
That's a wonderful
Quiet,
idea.
Quiet, Billy. There's no time for that now.
So the miraculous brain of Jack Headstrong comes up with an idea to really confuse Jay Montgomery Sting. And at the county seat next week, we'll hear Jack say,
Quiet, Sheriff. There's no time for that now.
In the next episode of Jack Headstrong, All American American.
On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready.
Go.
Go.
Everybody rattle, dazzle. Everybody rattle, dazzle. Everybody rattle, dazzle. If it's all night long. Now here's
is all you do.
Wackadoo, wackadoo.
You just take your baby. Don't you leave that spot. Then you dance real crazy. Give it all you've got. That's the razzle dazzle. If you're ready or not. On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go.
Everybody razzle. When you hear them holler that you ain't nowhere, honey, you just follow, 'cause we're sure not square. That's the razzle dazzle. Well, it's everywhere. On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready.
Go. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle.
Some protrusions in my undershirt. It was enough to cause confusion. It was enough to disconcert. My brother was 12. He was a man of the world. He said he knew everything about dames. And he said they were important, 'cause they had so many names.
He called them booby titty hooters, rooty toot tooters, melons, cassavas, passion fruit. Kilimanjaro, shake them like charro, stuff them into a bodysuit.
Well, the boys all liked me better when I wore a sweater. And they liked my t-shirts when I wore them wetter. And sometimes you could hear me say when dancing cheek to cheek, "Oh, you little sneak, you tried to give me a tweak."
Don't touch my booby-titty hooters, rooty-toot-tooters. They're not just for anyone. Booby-titty boulders, stop trying to hold her. Why do they find them so much fun?
Eventually, like the bird or the bee, a mother I became. And I'm not complaining, but my body was never the same. I grew so large, I resembled a barge, and my shirt looked more like a tent. My love fountains became my soda fountains. One was chocolate, one was 2%.
They loved my booby-titty hooters, calcium shooters. Now I know the meaning of chunks. Booby-titty knockers, infant rockers. Mama's little baby had very soft hugs.
Now you wouldn't call them perky, and you couldn't call them petite. But at least they've got a ways to go before they're swinging down by my feet. And when my life is over, when my story's at an end, I'm having them made into tobacco pouches and giving it to my best boyfriend.
Those were my booby-titty hooters, rooty-toot-tooters, melons, cassavas, passion fruit. Kilimanjaro, shake them like charro, stuff them into a bodysuit. Twirlies, warm up the whole night, use your headlights, kill them in jarro, shake them like charro, booby titty hooters, pretty toot toot.
Well, Poopaloo says he loves me, Poopaloo tells me he's mine, all mine. knocks me out. Let me tell you, she's mine. She's mine. All mine. She's mine. She's mine. All mine. She's my baby.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed somewhere around 30 minutes. And you are still in a free association episode tonight. You know what those are. That's when you go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I say, hey, I'm going to do a free association. You put words in a list. I take that list. I play whatever I think of from the words that you gave me in that list. And then it's a radio show just like this. I hope it's working out for you. I think it's working out for me. So let's get right back to it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Towels. Everybody loves them towels. Everybody needs them towels. Everybody wants them. Let's hear it for towels. Towels. Everybody loves them towels. Everybody needs them towels. Everybody wants them. Let's hear it for towels. I put towels in the washer. I put towels in the dryer. Then I put them on a towel rack so I can find them when I need them. My towels were white, but now they're fully stained. But that's okay. It's just okay. Because you don't want your towels. Everybody loves them towels. Everybody needs them towels. Everybody wants them. Let's hear it for towels. Towels. Everybody loves them towels. Everybody needs them towels. Everybody wants them. Let's hear it for towels. I put towels in the washer. Then I put them in the dryer. Then I put them on a towel rack so I can find them when I need them. Everybody sing towels. Everybody loves them towels. Everybody needs them towels. Everybody wants them. Everybody needs towels. Everybody needs towels. Everybody loves towels. Thank you.
Gus was a gopher who wondered why little girl gophers all passed him by. He'd ask for a date and they'd all reply, Guess Gus just wasn't the gopher that other little gophers gopher. Now Gus had a crush on a squirrel named Pearl. He asked her would she be his girl, but Pearl was the girl of a squirrel named Earl. So there, guess Gus just wasn't the gopher that other little gopher's gopher. His suits and ties were fabulous, his pants were neatly pressed, in his buttonhole he always wore a rose. Yet everybody laughed at Gus, no matter what he wore, for whoever heard of gophers wearing clothes? You? Now Molly the mole didn't seem to mind. Gus thought she was very kind, but he didn't know that moles, of course, are blind. So Gus just wasn't the gopher that other little gophers loafer.
Chick in a neighborhood bar. I took her out for a ride in my brand new car. I said, hey baby, move over close by my side. The chick moved way over to the other side. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You just won't treat me right. We parked to look at the city lights. She said, it really is a very beautiful sight. So I moved a little closer to her so I could see. She said, oh no, daddy, move away from me.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. She said, but it's a long ways back to town, and I've got on my evening gown. I said, that's right, baby, and if you don't come on and try to treat me right, you'll be walking home the rest of the night.
Get out of the car.
You gotta walk home, baby. You gotta walk home, baby. Gotta walk home, baby, 'cause it just won't treat me right.
Rick Stockwell.
Chelsea's too. When have you walked on my street? The brother hates you.
You know, there was a newly married couple. They didn't have any children. So her husband says, honey, why don't you go down to a pet store and get a little pet? Get a little dog or a little cat or a little bird or something, you know, to keep you company while I'm at the office all day. So she says, well, okay. So she goes down the next day to get a pet. But the man didn't have any dogs or cats, anything. So he said, well, lady, he says, I got a monkey. And he's a different kind of monkey. She said, a different kind of monkey? He said, this is a karate monkey. So he takes out in the back. They got this big old wall made out of bricks and stone. So he said to the monkey, karate that wall. Psh! The monkey took his hand, goddamn shit, the wall crumbled. She said, hell, I'll buy that son of a bitch. So she bought him. She took him home. That night she's laying in bed with her husband. They always sleep nude, you know, in the summertime. So her husband says, honey, said, did you get a pet? She says, yes, honey. She says, I bought a monkey. He said, a monkey? She says, yes. So you mean to tell me that you went and spent money for a monkey? She says, yes, but it's an unusual monkey. Says a karate monkey. He said, oh, hell, I ain't never heard of a damn karate monkey. She says, but honey, this is a karate monkey. Say, he will karate anything. All you got to say is the word karate, and he'll do it. And he didn't believe it. He said, oh, karate my nuts.
Thank you.
artificial lane, is it? It's not uncommon. It's just... it's that strange.
Many years ago, even Helen of Troy and a golden boy, they used to rock and roll. But the latest rhythm out don't leave us any doubt, it's chasing out that old rock and roll. As near as we can trace, it comes from outer space. It's a vibrating thy soul. Thy soul. Thy soul. First it makes you quiver, then it earthquakes your liver. It's a vibrating thy soul. Maybe from Mars or one of those stars comes a rhythm vibrating through space. As it bounds off the moon on Earth, we feel it soon. Rhythm from another race. With the young and old, it soon takes hold. There's a feeling that new rhythm roll. When your feet start to tapping, there's no time for napping. It's a vibrating thy soul. Thy soul.
Vibrating, vibrating, vibrating.
First it makes you quiver, then an earthquake your liver. It's a vibrating thy soul. An earthquake your liver, it's a vibrating thy soul.
Tell me, tell me, tell me. Got a full
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
Did you say someone was crazy?
I said you were nuts.
Oh, well, that's the berries. Right across the street from me, there's an awful din. That's cause the family named the Berries just moved in.
Yeah?
Next to the Berries live Mr. Nut and wife. I never saw such cattin' and hi-hattin' in my life.
Oh, the Nuts, they think they're the Berries. And the Berries, they think that they're the Nuts.
How they sneer and jeer at one another. Oh, brother, what awful digs and cuts. Why, I remember the time when neither had a dime. Now they drive a Lincoln and a Stutz.
Oh, the Nuts, they think they're the Berries. And the Berries, they think that they're the Nuts. Oh, the Nuts, they think they're the Berries. And the Berries, they think that they're the Nuts.
Now the wives try to outmink each other.
Outmink?
Oh, brother, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now they pass on the square with their noses in the air, and their dogs even call each other mutt.
Oh, the Nuts, they think they're the Berries. And the Berries, they think that they're the Nuts.
So here's a motto, folks, to remember rich or broke. It will keep you from falling in the ruts.
Never get to thinking you're the Berries, or the whole world will think that you are nuts.